Welcome to the Bentonville Beacon, where we bring you success stories from business leaders and owners about their triumphs and growth in the Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas community. You'll hear about how Bentonville has been the backdrop for incredible growth, not only for businesses and their employees, but in their personal lives as well. Tune in, subscribe, and enjoy hearing about Bentonville, where you get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Welcome back to the Bentonville Beacon Podcast, where we're sharing stories and advice from the entrepreneurs, business executives, and community leaders sparking the rise of the greater Bentonville area, which represents one of the fastest growing and most dynamic cities and economies in the United States and is nestled in the Ozark Mountains of Northwest Arkansas in the heartland of America. Hi, I'm your host, James Bell, and today it is a great honor to welcome Mayor Bill Edwards of Centerton to the show. And at the helm of one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S., Mayor Edwards has been a pivotal figure in Centerton's remarkable transformation over the past 14 years. Centerton has become a bustling town that seamlessly blends progress with preservation. And Mayor Edwards has steered Centerton through dynamic growth while ensuring the community's values remain intact. Today, he's here to share insights into his journey, the city's evolution, and what lies ahead for Centerton. Mayor Edwards, welcome to the Bentonville Beacon.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, the first question's an easy one. What would you like the Bentonville Beacon audience to know about you?
Well, I've lived in the area now for 21 years. I've actually retired from a large trucking company just south of here, J.B. Hunt. Worked there for 22 years, and I was actually relocated to this area with them. We love living here. My wife of 33 years, we reside here in Centerton. We bought a home there. We just fell in love with the community. It had a nice small town feel, we liked it. A couple things I like to do as hobbies is, I'm a ham radio operator. And enjoy that. I've been doing that for 40 plus years. And also, I like music, and I play pedal steel guitar as a hobby. So
that's cool.
That's a couple of things that I do.
That's pretty neat. Just out of curiosity, where did you move here from?
I moved here from Oklahoma City, which was my last residence, and I lived there for quite a while also. And that's where I started my career with J.B. Hunt, is in the Oklahoma City terminal.
Okay, that's neat. Yeah, well, you've been here in quite a period of transformation for the whole region.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, can you share your journey of becoming mayor of Centerton?
Yeah, so I grew up in a small town in New Jersey, and really, really enjoyed that. And when I moved here, I was kind of looking for a small town to live in. So we ran some of our HR people at J.B. Hunt said, "Hey, why don't you check out Centerton?" So we did, and we found a nice little house that we wanted to purchase. So we purchased that, and then I got interested in politics. I started attending city council meetings. I thought, let me just see what's going on with our community. And I attended quite a few. And then at one point in 2004, a city council position became open. So I ran for that office, and I won the election. And then I served on the city council for 4 years. And then I took a short break and decided to run for mayor. I just thought, hey, let me throw my name in the hat. And, it seemed like Centerton had a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. And I thought, let me throw my name in the hat and see, if we can make a difference. And, I really enjoy it and enjoyed working with the people and everybody comes to our community.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you've been mayor for 14 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Centerton, of course, it goes without saying, has undergone quite a transformation in that period. Will you talk about its growth and development?
Yeah. So a couple of things that we've been trying to do to the community over the 14 years is, we are a small town with a small budget. And, we struggle, and we just wanted to add amenities to the community. So we've added parks splash pads and pavilions and different things, and in the process of working on some walking trails. But it all just takes time, and we're working through that.
Neat. So what are the amenities that you're most proud of having brought to Centerton?
So some of those amenities are parks. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to have outside space, and we have increased our inventory of parks. And, we just recently passed a bond issue to build a community center.
I saw that.
And we're starting that process now, and I'm very excited about that. you know, because, you know, one thing we do here is the citizens do want more things to do in Centerton. So hopefully this will keep people here in our community to use our minis and also, you know, bring others in to come visit Centerton.
Yeah, you betcha. I mean, you know, the amenities and even the businesses, right, are part of quality of life. And that is what people want. So I guess we have to keep increasing the already amazing quality of life we already have. Will you take a moment to brag about city departments and some of their accomplishments, particularly over the past year?
Yeah, so one thing we are very fortunate of is I do have very skilled employees working for me in all our departments. We've been very fortunate with that. And, you know, some of our folks, and I'll just use like public works, for instance, if we need road repairs, a lot of our folks can do that stuff themselves. Also, our parks department, they can build parks. You know, we have a nice sports facility out there, and most of that was built by our employees.
Wow.
You know, just a little over time. It took us about a 4 to 5 year period to complete that, you know, amongst our other duties, but we have that, and we get, you know, people brag about that facility all the time. I have great folks in the planning department, police, fire, and they take a lot of initiative. You know, their whole goal is just to, you know, make it, you know, better for the community. And these folks work very hard for our community.
That's excellent. Well, Mayor, you know, being a fast growing community, well, Centerton's among the fastest growing cities in the country. I believe I saw from your state of the city has grown 35% plus since the 2020 census. How does a city with that kind of growth sustain the growth and its unique character and its quality of life?
So one thing we do, you know, we're very careful about our, you know, when we bring new developments in, new business, we do have a very good planning commission who looks at different things. We have a very thorough comprehensive plan on our website and kind of shows that, you know, how the city wants to grow. And we're actually reviewing that now because we want to review it every 3 to 5 years. So we're doing that. And you're right, our growth has been amazingly fast here, especially in Centerton. Like you said, in this 3 year period, we grew 35%. And when I took over as mayor, we was at 9,500, and now we're close to 25,000, which is almost three times the population. So we still try to keep the small town feel, you know, having activities there locally and different things, and we work with it, and things are going good.
Wow, that's remarkable. I mean, you're definitely at this point growing a lot faster than even the rest of the region, which is the 15th fastest growing region in the country. I saw a stat the other day that said that, you know, over the last several decades, our track here in the region is we're doubling every 20 years, which is phenomenal. You know, Centerton is a great city in its own right, and it's an important member of the greater mm-hmm. Bentonville area and the Northwest Arkansas region. Northwest Arkansas as a whole is about 600,000 people now at the latest estimate for the census, but it has this closeness of towns that I like to think of it as the businesses can choose the zip code that's best for them. The people, the employees of those businesses then get to pick the best places for them and their lifestyle and their choices. You know, we're a metro area with outsized amenities, incredible job opportunities, an amazing quality of life. And as any one town goes, I think all of us go. So how do you view Centerton's relationship and collaboration with the greater Bentonville area and with the Northwest Arkansas region in contributing to the overall development and community well-being?
Well, I will say that, you know, our city works with all our surrounding cities. Mm-hmm. We have great relationships with them. Actually, we partner with you know, Bentonville, like right now we're doing a road project together to, you know, improve the area off of Greenhouse Road. And yeah, we work well. We meet actually all the mayors in Northwest Arkansas. We have a video call once a month, which actually started during COVID. You know, this was started by Mayor Orman, and she held this meeting once a week. And we all just got our resources together to try to work through COVID and help each other as we can. And we'll do that now. You know, if something were to happen in Cave Springs, mm-hmm. you know, we'll send people down there and they would do the same thing for us. So, you know, we all work well together.
I love that about Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. We really are one big family and headed kind of in the same direction. And it's really exciting. As an economic developer, of course, I'm here to support this whole mm-hmm. area. And I'm curious to know, Mayor, you know, what are some of the opportunities for businesses in Centerton? And I'm thinking about how can I best support you or how can we best help you with entrepreneurs, with already established businesses, and with the business leaders who perhaps don't have a presence here, but should.
Yeah. So, you know, we are, you know, very, very open. We would like to have new business come to us. We feel like we're very business friendly and love folks to come. And like, say someone wanted to put a project in, we would get all our staff together, come to a meeting and kind of let everybody know what's expected and help them through our processes. Mm-hmm. You know, like I mentioned earlier, we have an excellent planning department and, you know, we all want to see growth and, you know, we love to work with anybody who wants to come see us.
That's great. And it's also important. In a lot of cities, you don't get that where you're able to get everybody together in one room. So that's excellent. Before we shift into the final chapter of this episode, will you share a story? And we're going to call this a hashtag Because Centerton story. That's something where you look back at it and you think, you know what, that could only happen in Centerton or the area, or maybe it describes the essence of the place.
So we'll just call it with the area because, you know, say we had a catastrophic event here. It seemed like the whole community wants to get together and help folks. And I'll give you an example that happened in Centerton.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, we had an apartment fire just north of our old city hall. And man, the community just reached out and said, Bill, how can we help? You know, they gave us clothes, lodging, funds for these folks. You know, like for the clothes, for instance, I had so many donations of clothes. I ended up having this, you know, have other community members after we took care of those victims from the fire. And we can help a lot of people. And we have a lot of people who do care about folks in our community. And that's one good thing I like about this whole area.
That's wonderful. You know, looking ahead, you mentioned the community center. Do you want to tell us more about the community centers and the community center and any other major projects or initiatives on the horizon?
Yeah. So the bond issue was just recently passed for the community center. So we are working through that right now. Next thing we're doing is I have put out requests for qualifications for an architect and we'll review those and select someone. And we want the community's buy-in on this project. We just don't want to say this is the way it's going to be. You know, after we hire somebody, before we draw anything up, we are going to have some community input meetings and we'll bring the community in and say, what would you like to see? I mean, we have ideas. We like to see swimming pool, gyms, walking track, meeting rooms, fitness areas, pickleball court, to just name a few. But we might be missing something that the community really wants. So we want their input too. We want them to have a buy-in on this project. So that's the major thing. You know, one thing we were proud of, like we talked about, is that sports complex we got out there. We really just, we have a lot of folks come and use that facility. And it's just nonstop, and we appreciate that. And another major project that I was real excited with is actually the building of West High School out there.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I was actually campaigning hard to get that out there. You know, back in 2013, there was a lot of community input meetings that the school district held, and at the end of the day, Centerton prevailed, and we're glad the voters supported that. And it's been great for our community.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's perfect. You know, Mayor, imagine there's a special museum exhibit 50 years from now. What would you like it to demonstrate about Centerton and about your time as mayor?
Well, that's a good, I guess that's a good question because I've really, you know, I haven't really given this one too much thought. You know, because when we come to work every day, it's not about Bill Edwards, the mayor. It's about our community. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing, maybe a good exhibit would be maybe just how the community comes together.
Mm, perfect. What's the most, we'll make it a little more personal for a moment then. What's the most surprising thing that you've learned about yourself in the last 14 years as mayor?
Well, I've learned to, you know, work with people, you know, and that's something I like to problem solve. I don't like to get in confrontations.
Yeah.
So I've learned that. And, you know, if there's an issue, let's just get together, talk through it and find out how we can, you know, correct the issue and move forward as a city.
Okay. You know, as we wind down with the last couple of questions, Mayor, will you share with the residents of Centerton who may get a chance to see this and let them know how they can get involved with the city and what they should be involved with right now?
Yeah. So, you know, we always like folks to serve on our boards and commissions, and we do have openings for those on occasion. Also, elections are coming up, so we do have openings on city council, that's a couple of things. And I hope they really get involved with this community center, because, like I said, we want their input. You know, the citizens have approved this, so we want everybody to work together on this project and move it forward.
Oh, that's so smart. Engaged citizens are great for the community, aren't they? If somebody wants to reach you and get to know more about you or get to know more about Centerton, how do they do that?
So they can reach out to me in my office. I keep regular office hours. They can contact me anytime. They can contact me by email. Our city is very active on social media. I host a page and a city page out there, and I try to keep the community very informed of everything that goes on out there. Because one thing, you know, we don't have a local newspaper that covers Centerton, you know, too much. So, you know, we have a lot of great things happening there, and we hope people will take the time to look at our stuff.
Excellent. I follow all your social media. You are very active. That's pretty impressive. Last question, Mayor. What's something I should have asked you that I did not ask?
I don't know. I think you cover things pretty good. Like I said, one thing, I think you cover everything okay.
Okay. Well, you know, your insights today have illuminated your journey and that of Centerton and the growth that's happening there. And, you know, really it represents your dedicated leadership and leading the transformation of Centerton. And I like in particular your commitment to sort of the preservation and fostering of the community culture, the community shared values along the way. So nice job.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Okay, sir.
Hey, and thank you to our Bentonville Beacon audience. Thank you for joining us again in another engaging discussion. This episode is a reflection of our ongoing mission at the Greater Bentonville Area Chamber of Commerce to highlight the stories that inspire and connect our community. Remember, the growth and spirit of the Greater Bentonville area are stories worth sharing. So please pass this episode along to anyone who believes in the power of community and leadership. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Bentonville Beacon at bentonvillebeacon.com, on YouTube, and on your favorite podcast players. And until next time, let's continue to celebrate and contribute to the vibrant tapestry that makes our area a beacon of community and progress. See you on the next episode.